You know, that's what excites us about the future of the product and the brand. It's one of those things where, you know, we're taking basically a backyard grill and competing at the highest level on it, and we keep coming out on top, so I think it's working.
Hi, this is Tim Shear with Shake and Bake Barbecue.
720 WGN High atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and on the line, one of the preeminent pitmasters in the world today. You know him as a world champion pitmaster behind Shake and Bake Barbecue, and of course the driving force, Marble Ridge Farms, Blues Hog, the iconic brand that creates so many champions, and then the Gateway Drum Smoker. And this is one of the things, you think about this, here in Chicago, we are the hometown for Weber. Weber is everywhere. You see posts from all over the globe cooking on their Weber kettles, and you think about legacy and that history and being a part of so many great backyard celebrations and competitions as well that Weber is over the many, many years. And so how cool is it to start an iconic brand that has got to be leading, if you look at the timeline of success from Weber way back in whatever it was, the 60s or something like that, to Gateway today. And on the line is the man behind it, the one and only Tim Shear. Tim, welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Dane. Glad to be here, buddy.
So as the world is getting more and more excited, if that is even possible, about barbecue, you got more and more people trying to elevate their game in the backyard. And so they go to their local, whether it's their hardware store or online, of course, people can order a bunch of stuff, and they try to get those tools for success. And they may not always be trying to win a competition. They're trying to make some great food in the backyard. And with the internet and with all that information out there, people are looking for different answers and trying to elevate their game. And so let's talk a little bit about this, because there's people out there that are super informed and in tune. You guys have had a mark not only in the competition scene, but a lot of people buying them. But I've got to think for the masses, there's probably a lot of people that you're still educating. So when it comes to the Gateway Drum Smoker, and for listeners, you know, it'll do all the things that your regular Weber kettle kind of thing will do, but also it's got opportunities to be able to create so much more.
It does, Dan, and you nailed it. I mean, the cool thing is, you know, we've done all the grunt work as far as R&D and trial and error and all that stuff in the competition world. So we've tested the process over and over again for the last probably 10 years, basically. And we keep coming out on top. So I think it's working. But, you know, so when you go to these competitions, you see all these huge trailers and, you know, ginormous smokers and all this stuff. But what's unique about the Gateway Drum is that it's actually affordable, obtainable, you know, and, you know, you can use it in your backyard, you know. So it's one of those things where, you know, we're taking basically a backyard grill and competing at the highest level on it. And, you know, that's what excites us about the future, you know, of the product and the brand, you know, because our market is just wide open, you know, with new interested people that want to advance their barbecue game in the backyard. And we have the, you know, the perfect tool for it. You know, we can cut the smoking time down into a half or a third, maximize the flavor and the moisture of the meat, and get you championship results right there in the backyard. And it's all affordable. That's a crazy thing. It doesn't make much sense.
And it's amazing too, because the things that you can do when you think about whether it's the pork shoulder, the brisket, the ribs, like, it's amazing for ribs. And there's purists out there, you know, like the baseball purists that would say, hey, the game's great, don't mess with the game, you could do whatever. And there's a lot of those same people, like in the Weber world, and I, maybe because we're in the hometown of it, but there's a lot of people say, you can do, I'll always hear, anything you can do on this, you know, kind of cooking tool, you could do on this, and you could do on that. You could do it on a Weber, and maybe technically that's true, but will it be as quick? I don't think so. Will it taste as well? Absolutely not, right? You don't see that happening on the competition side. So describe how it works, because there's people out there that are thinking, okay, well, it all sounds really great, but what is it, how it works? Because one of the things that you mentioned, it's approachable on the price point as far as the functionality and the versatility, it's there, but it's way easier to use than almost anything else out there too.
Well, you hit it. I mean, it's such a simple design, you know, that we have. We have a design patent on our airflow system, which, you know, literally takes the fire, you know, basically out of the equation. So basically you set your charcoal up, you light it, 15, 20 minutes later, it's ready to cook on. And once you set that, those air intakes, you know, it's just going to flow air at that exact same amount for the rest of the cook, you know? So, you know, you don't have to add more wood chunks. You don't have to add more charcoal. It's just super efficient, very simple and easy, you know, to use by anyone. So, you know, that's what sets it apart. It's, you know, there's not a lot of extra gadgets or electronics to go wrong or fail or beepers to annoy the crap out of you. It's just literally, you know, start a fire, learn to cook with it, put your meat on, set your intakes, and let it do its thing. I mean, that's the best way.
You almost kind of ruin it for some of those people, that romantic attachment with the pit master, staying overnight, sleeping in a chair next to the pit, right? Or even those people where we do a lot of stories, technical advances, where you can be anywhere, right? And then it could, your phone can be alerted to the fact that your brisket still has 4.5 hours left to go. And this makes it too easy. It takes the workout, but the flavor, all that stuff is there. So here's the thing, is like, where do people get this? Certainly they can get it online. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. But your average American all over the country, they walk into hardware stores everywhere. And now hardware stores, whether it's your Ace Hardware or your local store that you have in your town, is they have made a real effort to be there for the people in their community beyond a can of paint and maybe some nuts and bolts and some, you know, whatever kind of things, light bulbs that they sell at hardware stores. A lot of stores these days are making a serious effort to be there on that lifestyle side, that backyard side, and the cooking side. You're seeing that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you mentioned Ace Hardware. I mean, their fastest growing segment of their entire business is barbecue and outdoor living. So, you know, and we're at the forefront of that. I mean, they've latched on to Blues Hog and Gateway Drums and, you know, some other brands that, you know, have been staples as well. And they put them right in front and center of their stores right now. And people walk in, it's the first thing they see. They're interested in it. They're excited about it. And, you know, it's a great activity, you know, for a homeowner or a community or anything like that. I mean, it's always fun when you're cooking barbecue.
You know, and you've got those store owners all around the country that are looking for things. You mentioned it as a growing segment. They're going to be looking for things that are going to catch the eye of the consumer, keep them coming back and keep them buying other things. And of course, making purchases at that store. And so you were recently at the National Hardware Show. That was in Vegas, right? And that is an opportunity where all the buyers of all sorts of different hardware things from around the country, they sort of converge in really what is, you know, the convention capital, which is Vegas. And they kind of see what out there. They see whether it's new products, whether it's innovations and some of the things happening. So they have a big outdoor living and lifestyle area. And so talk a little bit about that, because, you know, you're all trying to compete for market share and floor space and all that. And so you see a lot of, I guess, Tim, would you consider them like your contemporaries in the barbecue space?
Yeah, we see everybody out there. And that's what's fun about it for me. You know, Dane, I'm a competitor, so I'm out to the outdoor demo area of this trade show. And so I've got the best meat, and we know we have the best sauce and the best smoker and charcoal and everything. So, you know, I'm trying to blow everybody's mind, and we may not have the biggest or most elaborate setup, but I know I'm going to have the best food out there. And that's exactly what we did, man. We knocked the socks off, you know, so many people and so many potentially, you know, big customers of ours, that, you know, it makes it exciting and fun for me. So, and, you know, they also had a little barbecue event that we jumped into at the last moment, and that worked out in our favor as well.
So this is it. You know, you're out there in as many things as over the pandemic as we were able to sort of virtually experience, and a lot of advancements on, you know, the internet and being able to shop online and have things delivered. And it's great. You know, people like that kind of stuff. But I think especially in the world of barbecue, in the world of cooking and food, right, there's no substitute for being there. So the sights and the smells and, you know, the flavors and all that, you know, you can't replicate that in a brochure. And so to have those people on, and I've seen it happen, and for the listeners, let them know we're talking with Tim Scheer, the visionary leader of the Gateway Drum Smoker, Blues Hog, and so many other things. And I've seen it where, and you say blows minds, it happens, like it literally happens, where the people's world is different from that point forward, and you are permanently on their radar screen. So I know you mentioned Ace Hardware, and we know that they've made a big commitment, and you can see Blues Hog stuff in the Ace Hardware. We've got it down the street, and I know it's all over the country, but for those people, we reach 38 states in Canada. Like, what are some other hardware stores that are out there that maybe are big players in different regions or places maybe you're not, right, where you think people would love to see you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have a lot of sporting goods stores like Shields, an outdoor store. They're doing really well with our Blues Hog products. A lot of grocery as well. So if you're out on the East Coast, it's, you know, Giant Martin's, the grocery chains. The Midwest, we've got Hy-Vee's. And depending where you're at, we've probably got an option for you, which is fun and exciting. And you know, we continue to expand, and, you know, Canada is actually one of the most popular, fastest growing barbecue areas for us right now. And, and that's neat to see. So we just signed up a new distributor up there. So we'll be expanding their hardcore here coming up. But and it's just all over the place. We're tackling Texas all the time too. So it's time for the takeover. And it's like you said, Dane, it's we could sit here and talk about it all day long, but there's no substitute for being on site and actually tasting the product. And that's really the end of the story, right? I mean, if you can't back it up, it's no good. So, you know, our goal is to get out and get in front of as many people as we can and let them experience it. And the reward for us when we're there is to watch their reaction and, you know, their excitement about it. I mean, it makes the job a lot of fun.
Well, you mentioned that. And how gratifying is it, too? There's a lot of people out there that, unfortunately, and they'd have to admit it if they're being honest with themselves, have to sell something that they know isn't the best. So to be able to sell something that wins world championships, to be able to have the best meat and charcoal and all that kind of stuff happening, and certainly the sauce that has made so many champions, to have that, like, in your corner, it's got to be really gratifying. And here's the thing, too, is you're not trying to convince people into making bad decisions and separate themselves with their dollars. You're giving them, right, this passport to a whole new savings on time and increasing the flavor and all that stuff. It's got to feel really cool.
It feels cool. Yeah, it does. I mean, you don't really feel like a salesman. You feel like you're passing on your knowledge and your experience and all the mistakes that I've learned from an ordered product that is capable of winning on any barbecue competition in the world. You know, we're passing it on to them, you know, at minimal expense for the product. And we've got online recipes and, you know, on our Blues Hog sites, on our Gateway sites, and then also with the Barbecue League, where they can go on and learn even more in depth and continue to grow and expand and, you know, just have as much fun as we have with the product. So, yeah, it's a great job, man. But, you know, it's not selling tequila or anything like that, but it's pretty darn good.
Oh, no, it's right up there. It is right up there. And for the listeners that are thinking it can make great food, that sort of subjective thing, right? Everybody thinks theirs is the best, so don't take it from me. Don't even take it from Tim. Take it from Memphis in May. Take it from the American Royal. Take it from the Jack as they take it from their competitors, right, and all that happens on the Gateway Drums. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all that. As you get into summer, you're wondering, what would my backyard look good? And, of course, you can choose a custom color as well. So very cool on the Gateway side, Tim. So congratulations on beating the competition, making that great impression with all those future homes as far as the Hardware Stores of America. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Hey, you got it. Appreciate you as always.